美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找工作单元的高级课程。
Toby has applied for a job at a company, and today he has his first interview with Jack, the head of human resources.
Toby 在简历上把自己吹得神乎其神，今天啊，可有好戏看了。
So let's see if Toby's people skills can get him a job he might not be qualified for.
Hi, Toby. My name is Jack Wilson, and I'm the head of human resources here.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Thanks for taking the time to see me.
Sure.I see on your resume that you've done a lot with computers, sales, and customer service. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
Of course. As it says on my resume, my main experience is working in retail sales at a bookstore.
What were the day-to-day responsibilities for this job?
I did a lot of market research. Since we sold a lot of newspapers and magazines, I spent a lot of time reading news stories online.
这个 Toby 真能胡扯。他上班的时候明明是在网上瞎逛，却说这是 market research, 市场研究。
Well, what do you expect? In a tough job market, you have to exaggerate your skills a little bit. The most important thing is not to sell yourself short.
面试的时候谦虚当然行不通，可是啊，像 Toby 这样胡乱吹嘘自己的能力，早晚啊会露馅的。
Do you have any experience in customer service?
Of course, I'm very goal-oriented, so whenever a customer asked me for something, it was my goal to help him find it so I could go back to surfing the internet.
You mean your market research?
Right, of course, I meant my market research.
I see. And do you work well as part of a team?
Oh, yes, I'm really a team player. It's important for all the members of the team to pull their weight.
Goal-oriented.是指做事有明确目标，可 Toby 的目标就是能上班偷懒。他还说啊，自己是 team player， 有团队精神，说团队里的每个人都应该 pull their weight， 做好自己那份工作。其实他根本就不干活，把工作啊都推给别人了。
Exactly. Now, in the next section, listen for the phrase think outside the box.Which means to think about problems in a new or unique way.
We need all our employees to be proactive. How would you describe your work ethic?
I have a really good work ethic. But in addition to that, I pride myself on always thinking outside the box.
Can you give me an example of how you have come up with a new solution to a problem?
I can't think of one at the moment.But trust me, whenever there is a problem, I can always think on my feet and come up with a solution.
哈哈，露馅了吧 ？Toby 啊，夸口说自己善于 think outside the box， 想出啊别出心裁的点子。可是人家让他举例子的时候，他就没词儿了。
That's right. When you go to an interview, you should be ready to give examples of your accomplishments, not just talk generally about your work ethic or creativeness.
不过 ,Professor Bowman, 什么是 thinking on your feet?
Thinking on your feet is quickly thinking of solutions to unexpected problems. For example, a politician needs to think on his feet during a debate in order to respond to attacks from his opponent.
哦、oh, 就是反应敏捷迅速的意思。
Well, Toby, I appreciate you coming in.Right now, we have to interview a few more applicants, so we will get back to you when we make a decision.
Thanks for your time. Can you tell me when you would want me to start if I'm selected?
Frankly, Toby, I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Ouch! Toby 问人家自己什么时候开始上班，人家却说这个问题您就不用管了。看来啊，这份工作肯定没戏了。
It sounds like Toby might be working at the campus bookstore for a while longer.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
大家好，我是杨林，欢迎来到这期的美语训练班。
大家好，我是 Kat。 杨林，赶快来介绍一下今天的节目内容吧。
没问题，今天咱们要去看看促进销售的方法。
Perhaps we should consider getting some celebrity endorsements.
要聊聊谣言是如何制造出来的。
That's a complete fabrication. You shouldn't believe hearsay like that.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说道听途说。
道听途说这是什么意思？我不太明白。哦，但是告诉大家一个好消息，上次功夫比赛我是冠军啊，哈哈哈 ，Yes！
哎呀，都过了一个星期了，你还记得
？Of course, I have to share my good news with our audience.
好了好了，冠军输给你了。哎，咱们还是赶快言归正传。节目一开始，先带大家花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
successive.Successive is spelled S-U-C-C-E-S-S-I-V-E. Successive.
Successive, 意思是连续的、连接的。
New York Knicks point guard Jeremy Lin scored an average of 20 points a game over six successive games.
纽约尼克斯队控球后卫林书豪连续六场比赛取得了平均每场得20分的成绩。
Housing prices fell in Scotland for the fourth successive month.
苏格兰的房价连续第四个月降低。
UK stocks slid slightly after five successive days of gains.
英国股市在接连五天上涨后略微回落。
This was the school's fifth successive victory.
校队连续获得了五场比赛的胜利。好的，今天我们学习的词是
successive, successive, successive.
I'll definitely have successive victories if we have kung fu competitions every year.
什么？你说要是我们年年比赛，你每年都能赢？
开个玩笑吗？ Speaking of which, the New York Knicks just had their fifth consecutive win last night. Oh, Jeremy Lin, 打得特棒。
那当然了，他是我的偶像嘛。不过我希望他小心点，别像姚明那样老受伤。
Good point. Yao Ming is back on his feet now, right?
Back on his feet?
Let's listen to Popular American and you will know what I mean.
Back on your feet 和 B-O.
Li Hua, are you feeling better now?
你看我现在都能搬东西了呢。
Whoa, be careful. But hey, it looks like you're back on your feet again.
Back on my feet? 我的脚没有受伤啦，只有手而已。
No, that's not what I meant. To be back on your feet is a general saying referring to a person who has recovered or healed from an illness.
哦，你说 I'm back on my feet 是指我的手臂养好了，恢复了，是不是啊？
Yes, I understand why you would think I was talking about your feet, though. A sick person is usually in bed all day. Therefore, when we say that a person is back on their feet, that means that they can get off the sick bed and walk around feeling healthy.
Oh, 原来 to be back on your feet 是说一个病人已经不用再整天躺在病床上，可以自由走动了。
That's right. Can you give me an example?
好啊。Larry, I really hope you get back on your feet soon.
You hope that I will get well soon, but I'm not even sick.
可是你脸色好差哦。
That's not true. Ugh, what is that smell?
有不好闻的味道吗？在哪里啊？
Li Hua, you didn't shower the whole time you were in the hospital, did you? I can smell your B.O.
B.O.? 你在说什么啊？我可是天天洗澡的呢。
But that smell, B.O., is body odor. I don't think you showered, Li Hua.
你说我有体臭？怎么可能呢？哎，我真的每天都清洗呢。
Then what's that smell?
我真的不知道你在说什么，难道
？See? You didn't shower.
哈，如果不是我的话，那一定是你。
Cannot be me. I shower every day, and I put on cologne this morning, Li Hua.Maybe you're not back on your feet yet. You can't even remember if you showered or not.
怎么这样说啊？我只不过是手骨折，记性并没有变差啊。And no, I do not have B.O.
Fine then. But hey, you've learned two slang expressions today. Back on your feet and B.O. Do you know how to use each?
B.O. 就是体臭的意思。For example, Larry has such horrible B.O. that I almost passed out. Larry 的体臭啊，难闻到让我差点昏过去呢。
I do not have horrible B.O. You were the one who smelled like...
哎，举个例子嘛，你干嘛那么认真啊？那么 back on your feet 是康复的意思。我可以说 my hand is back on my feet. 我都康复了。
You used B.O. correctly. But the phrase back on your feet refers to a person. You cannot say your hand is back on its feet.Instead, you should say that you, the person, are back on your feet.
Oh, to be back on your feet 是形容康复的人，而不是形容受伤的部位。所以啊，我得要说 I am back on my feet.
That's right, but, oh, that smell. It's okay, Li Hua. You can tell me if you didn't shower in a while. I understand, I won't mind.
可是真的不是我的 B.O. 啊。我知道了，一定是这个。
Oh my goodness, what is that?
这个啊是臭豆腐，其实很好吃的，而且又香。你是因为没有吃过啊，所以你不习惯它的味道。
Stinky tofu? Why do you have stinky tofu?
哦，刚才爸妈来过啦，知道我爱吃臭豆腐，就给我带来给我吃的。哎，来，你也尝一块嘛。
Phew, thanks but no thanks. I don't want people to think I have terrible B.O.But hey, I'm sure glad to see that you are back on your feet.
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到了两个常用语，一个是 back on your feet, 表示一个人恢复健康，另外一个是 BO, 也就是体臭的意思。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢收听，下次再见。
哦，原来 back on your feet 就是恢复健康的意思。Yes, Yao Ming is 100% back on his feet after his retirement from the NBA.
That's great. I bet a lot of athletes have to retire early because of health problems and injuries.
That's true. 不过还是希望我的偶像林书豪不要受伤。
Well, rumor has it that Jeremy Lin has a girlfriend.
What? 你听谁说的？一定是在造谣。
Well, I'm not sure if it's a rumor or not, but you know, there will always be gossip around a popular public figure like him.
在今天的美语怎么说里，我们就先来看看传谣言用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是一如要问的道听途说。
Hey, Jessica, congratulations! And I'm mad at you.
What? Why? What's going on?
我听说你交了个特帅的男朋友，所以当然要恭喜你一下喽。不过，咱俩是好朋友，你居然瞒着我，所以我生气喽。
What boyfriend? Where did you hear it?
大家都这么说，就是这怎么说来着 ？Street words say.
Do you mean word on the street?
哎，对对对对对 ，word on the street is you've got a new boyfriend. 坊间传言您交了新男友啊。
Gosh, this is a pure rumor. Iru, you must tell me who told you this. I needed to dispel this rumor.
我也是道听途说。这样吧，你告诉我。道听途说用美语怎么说？我就告诉你传谣言的人是谁。
Deal. 道听途说。Let me see. Okay, you can say I heard something through the grapevine. Grapevine is spelled G-R-A-P-E-V-I-N-E.
Oh, grapevine 是葡萄藤的意思。I heard it through the grapevine 就是通过葡萄藤听来的消息。也就是道听途说咯。还有别的说法吗？
You can also say, a little bird told me. For example, if you don't want to tell others the source of your information, you can say, let's just say I know because a little bird told me.
哎，真可爱耶 A little bird told me. 小鸟告诉我的。
好了，现在你可以告诉我了吧？ Who's spreading the rumor?
Well, let's just say a little bird told me.
Hey, that's cheating, Yiru. Besides, if you say a little bird told me, usually it means both you and I actually know the source of the information. But neither of us wants to say it. 可我现在不知道啊。
哦，原来在用 little bird told me 的时候，大家对消息来源其实都心知肚明。只是故意不说啊。好吧，那我告诉你吧，其实 I heard a rumor through the grapevine.
哎呀，
今天我们学的内容包括，第一，坊间传言可以说 word on the street is. 第二，道听途说可以说 I heard it through the grapevine. 第三，大家心照不宣的不挑明消息来源可以说 a little bird told me.
See, I heard it through the grapevine that Jeremy Lin has a girlfriend.
到底是谁告诉你的？这样我才能顺藤摸瓜，找到造谣的人。
Okay, 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 I'll stop teasing you. I came across it in a paparazzi magazine.
啊，原来是八卦杂志。这些杂志里说的东西很少有对的，他们啊，就是为了满足人们的八卦欲。
Yeah, gossip is everywhere in society.In today's Go English, we are going to look at what gossip another Jeremy is dealing with after he invited Heather to his house party.
Let's listen.
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目高中生活单元的高级课程。
Jeremy invited Heather to his party last weekend because she helped him cheat on his math homework. Today, Jeremy is talking with his friend Allison about some of the gossip people have been saying since the party.
Gossip? 八卦闲话？哎，我也想听听哎。
Hey, Allison, what's up? Did you have a good time at my party last weekend?
Oh yeah, it was totally awesome. Although I'm sorry to hear that you broke up with Karen. You guys were such a great couple.
What?I didn't break up with Karen. We're still dating. Why did you think we weren't together anymore?
What? Everyone is saying that you dumped Karen and are with Heather now.
That's a complete fabrication. You shouldn't believe hearsay like that.
Wow, 不知道 party 上发生了什么事。Allison 在说，大家都在传 Jeremy dumped his girlfriend Karen, 甩掉了自己的女朋友 Karen, 和 Heather 成一对了。
Exactly. But what does Jeremy say?
他说啊，这些传言完全是 fabrication, 虚构的谎言。
That's right. You can also use fabricate as a verb. For example, Elliot forgot to do his homework, so he fabricated a story about his dog eating it.
哦、oh, fabricate 是动词，就是瞎编的意思。哎，对了 ,Professor, Jeremy 说 Allison 不该听信这种 hearsay,Hearsay 是谣传的意思吗?
Right. Now let's see where this rumor came from.
Where did you ever hear such a crazy rumor?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, come on, Allison. Tell me why people are saying that.
Well, you've never invited Heather to any of your parties before, and people have been seeing you two spending a lot of time together lately.
No, we haven't.
Sure.People in math class say that you all have been talking very quietly and secretly in the back of class. And then there were some people who overheard you spending a long time begging her to come to your party.
原来 Jeremy 以前从来没有邀请过 Heather 参加 party, 所以这次 Heather 一去,大家都觉得肯定是有什么特殊原因。
That's right. And why else have people started to think they're dating?
哦、oh, ，因为啊，大家看到 Jeremy 和 Heather 两个人老是在教室后面嘀嘀咕咕的，所以觉得啊，这两人八成是好上了。他们啊，哪里知道这两个人是在偷偷商量抄作业的事呢
？Right. Say, Winnie, have you ever heard of the grapevine before?
我知道 grapevine 就是口头消息的意思，所以 Allison 刚开始的时候说。他是从别人的口中听到 Jeremy 和 Heather 交往的消息的。
What? I didn't beg her. When I invited her, I just gave her some advice about what clothes to wear.
I don't know, Jeremy. Isn't that the kind of advice that a boyfriend usually gives? And what about your secret conversations in math class?
No, she was just giving me the answers to the math homework. Wait, I mean, she's my math tutor.
Your math tutor? I have to say, that sounds pretty fishy. Isn't tutoring the usual excuse people use when they start dating?
Come on, Allison, you have to believe me. This is all just a big misunderstanding.
尽管 Jeremy 费力地澄清，可是 Allison 并不相信他的话，觉得他说的话很 fishy, 很可疑。
Right. You can call something fishy if it sounds suspicious or unbelievable.
It's really bad when people believe whatever they hear without asking for proof.
Well, you know, everybody just wants to be in the loop. And when the gossip is really good, everybody wants to tell their friends.
Do you think we could start a good rumor? Like, that I'm the smartest student in the school?
Sorry, buddy. Nobody is interested in good rumors. And that one definitely isn't believable if you need a math tutor.
Allison 说的对，人们啊，只喜欢传坏事，看别人的热闹。哎，不过 Professor, 什么叫 to be in the loop?
Being in the loop is having the latest information.
To be in the loop 就是消息灵通。Professor Bowman, 下次啊，你想给我们 pop quiz 的时候，一定要 keep me in the loop, 好不好？
Nice try.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
Allison 问 Jeremy 是不是跟原来的女朋友分手，跟 Heather 在一起了。Jeremy 说 ,This is a complete fabrication.纯粹的谣传 ，Allison 说 ，I heard it through the grapevine， 道听途说。尽管 Jeremy 认真解释，可是 Allison 还是觉得他很 fishy， 特别可疑。
Hey, speaking of fishy, I noticed that you have been dressing up lately when you come to work. Is there something you want to tell me, Yanglin?
What? 才没有呢，不是因为我们要开始制作电视节目吗？所以我才买了一些新衣服，好为上镜做准备。
原来如此。Have you ever heard of the English saying, beauty is skin deep? Then again, I do think first impressions make a difference. 在工作中有时候形象塑造也很重要哦。
没错。在今天的 Business Etiquette 里就谈到了一些 boosting sales, 促进销售的好方法。咱们一起去听一听。
礼节美语。
公司副总裁 Lisa 找到销售部经理 Frank.
Frank, we just got our sales figures in, and the numbers are very disappointing. What's going on here?
I haven't actually seen the new figures. How far have we fallen?
We were in sixth place at the beginning of the year, and now we've slipped to 11th. That's a considerable drop.
Wow, that's really bad news. Maybe we should brainstorm some ideas for a radical reinvention of our sales and marketing plan.
Yeah, let's do that right now. What do you think the problem is?
公司副总裁 Lisa 找到销售部经理 Frank, 因为最新销售数字很令人失望。年初的时候还排名第六。
We've now slipped to the 11th.
如今已经滑落到了第十一位，下跌的幅度很大。
That's a considerable drop.
Frank 听了这个坏消息，觉得应该
brainstorm some ideas.
To brainstorm 是头脑风暴、集思广益的意思。看看怎样彻底调整一下公司的销售和市场规划。Lisa 建议择日不如撞日，说谈就谈。问 Frank 觉得问题出在哪里。
Well, it seems our competitors have managed to carve a niche in the market. They are now perceived as more cool or trendy than we are. Perhaps we should consider getting some celebrity endorsements.
You mean like a rock star or a famous sports figure?
Yeah, that might help. The person has to be seen as kind of a rebel so we can associate our brand with individuality.
That's not a bad idea. I'll talk to the board of directors about that.
I'd also suggest we reevaluate our packaging. Right now, the box we sell our product in seems a little drab and colorless.
Frank 说公司的竞争对手
carved a niche in the marketplace.
在市场中找到了属于自己的一块地方。
Niche is spelled N-I-C-H-E, niche.
Niche 是缝隙的意思，动词 carve 是雕刻、画出的意思。 Frank 说，现在消费者都觉得公司竞争对手的产品更时尚，因此不妨找两个名人给公司做产品代言。
Get some celebrity endorsements.
但选择的名人一定要带有反叛色彩，让用户觉得我们的产品有个性化。
Individuality.
Frank 还建议，眼下的产品包装有些矮板。
A little drab.
可以考虑变化一下。Lisa 说。
Yes, we could redesign our packaging. But on the other hand, there's a recent trend to move away from excessive packaging. You know, to help save the environment.
That's another way we could go. We could reduce our packaging and then advertise our environmentally friendly business policies. Being green is definitely cool these days. Perhaps environmentally friendly packaging would appeal to a younger customer demographic.
Lisa 说，如今的趋势是放弃过度包装，实现包装简单化，因为这样做有利于环境保护。
Environmentally friendly.
Frank 觉得 Lisa 说的有道理，公司在包装上可以走环保路线，用环保的新思维来吸引年轻客户群。
Appeal to
是吸引的意思。
Demographic is spelled DemoGraphic. Demographic.
Demographic 在这里指。在这里指的是消费人群中的一部分。
由于销售下降，公司主管 brainstorm 头脑风暴，他们认为需要 get some celebrity endorsements 名人代言，实现包装简单化， be environmentally friendly 有利环保，这样啊才能在市场中立足。
Sales is definitely a very tough profession. You need to meet a certain quota every month, otherwise you risk being fired. It needs people who are super creative and work well under pressure.
对啊，我认识的做销售的朋友都说，他们得找到缓解压力的方法，比如什么慢跑啊、瑜伽什么的。
是啊，不过下面的体育美语里，我们要去了解一个更刺激的运动 ,biathlon。
体育美语
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey, what's up, Patrick?
Well, Yang Chen, I'm watching the Winter Olympics on TV. Today, they're having the biathlon competition.
Biathlon 是什么东西？
The biathlon is one part cross-country skiing.
Uh-huh.
And one part shooting.
That's a real sport?
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining, too.
Okay, 那比赛规则是什么？
Well, the competitions are timed. So, whoever goes through the course the fastest and hits the most targets shooting wins.
Oh, 这就是冬季两项，是越野滑雪和射击两项运动。
That's why it's called the biathlon.
It's such a strange sport.
Ah, come on, Yangchen.You can't say it's strange just because you're not good at it. Well, it's tough, too. But lucky for us, we're in here watching it on TV.
Yeah, watching TV is your number one sport.
That's right. I'll have you know that I'm also a very accomplished skier.
Ha ha ha! Accomplished skier. 滑雪好手。
Well, hey, it's a shame there's no mountains in downtown Washington.Or I'd show you a thing or two. So what about you, Yangchen? Do you like skiing?
是啊，我很喜欢滑雪，可是我怕冷哎。
So you mean your warm personality isn't enough to keep you from getting frostbite?
我知道你在讽刺我。I just prefer to be warm, that's all. Let's leave the biathlon to other people.
Sounds good to me. Pull up a seat and watch me participate in my favorite sport.
Watching TV!
It's a tough sport that requires great skiing and shooting skills. Maybe I can give it a try.
这回轮到你白日做梦了吧？咱俩还是老老实实，等会儿下了班跑跑步去吧。
Sounds good. We can jog around the tidal basin. The cherry blossoms are in full